Welcome, everyone. My name is Droops, and today I'm going to be talking about coping with ADHD with a method that I've come up called the notebook method. And I've read a couple books on ADHD, which is something that I deal with. And I haven't seen this method per se, and it works really well for me. And maybe it doesn't work for anyone else because ADHD is cool like that. But I just graduated from college finally, and I don't like to take medication. And so I've come up with this notebook method of taking notes in school and how to study for tests. And it didn't work in all my classes, and it doesn't solve all problems, but it definitely helped me. Like, I made the dean's list a bunch of times, and while finishing up my college. All right, so some of the problems that I have is I have trouble remembering things, and I fidget a lot. Like, my foot's tapping now, and I'm playing with my pen. And I don't pay attention well, and I have trouble staying on task, and I'm poor organizer, and I'm very impulsive. Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's go do that. All right, let's not. So anyway, this helps out with some types of classes more than others. Like, this didn't really work in my finance class, but in history or English or heavy lecture notes where you're not having to solve problems, works really well. Okay, so the notebook method. I take lots of notes for school, and I put them into a fancy little hipster notebook. So I'm like a Molinsky, or Molenskine, or however, Moleskine. However you want to pronounce it, doesn't really matter. Or you could put it in a better notebook that looks very similar. And I pay a lot of money for these little notebooks. Like, I don't know what it is, like 10 bucks? It's a lot for a little notebook for one class. And it makes it feel more important to me because it's fancy and it's different and it's small and it costs me some cash. And it makes it feel more important to me, which helps me to pay attention to it. Now, I like to leave lots of space when I'm taking these notes. So I write most of my notes on the right-hand page, leaving room for additional stuff on the left-hand page. And I number all the right-hand pages, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down with my pen, which gives me something to do while I'm fidgety, in class. And it also lets me refer to it. So I'm on like page 64 and I'm like, oh, this is referencing page 32. And that's really kind of handy. So every day I read these notes and from that day, and I print out photos to tape into my little notebook, which is really, really silly looking, but it gives me a visual reference for my notes. And it keeps me involved as I get to use the computer and scissors and tape, you know, because I'm 4 years old. And I get to put this in my notebook, and it gives me something to do while I'm reading over my notes so that I can remember so-and-so took this picture, and this is the style of picture that this guy took. I don't know. Or if we're studying JFK or, you know, whatever. I like to have some pictures. Now, each notebook, I have one notebook for every class, and they're all labeled on the outside, because they are all the same color and they all look the same. So I have all these similar notebooks that are all for whatever classes. Now, I read the notes before class and before tests, obviously. And this helps to put the information in my head. I've got my pictures. I've got my notes that I've handwritten in my little fancy notebook. And it gives me something to, like, get into the class mode with if I read them before class, which is kind of neat. Now, for really complex stuff, I write a little study guide out on legal paper, and as rewriting it helps me commit the stuff to memory. So I can review over my notebook, and then I can look at my little loose leaf sheets I've stapled together of notes that I've put together. Reading it also before sleeping is very helpful, because then my little mind thinks about it while I'm sleeping. I don't know. Sometimes it helps. So let's turn the page here. Okay. Now, these notes that I'm taking in this little notebook, I write them with a fountain pen, which, again, I like to fidget. And fountain pens are fun to take apart and play with and smear ink all over yourself, which kind of stops you from fidgeting a little bit with it. The pen I use, because you can spend any amount of money you want on a fountain pen, other than, like, very small amounts. I just dropped it. I have a Lamy pen, which was it's a $10 pen. It's called Safari. And I bought the little $3 refillable tube. And I have to refill it every day. I run the whole thing out of ink almost every day. And kind of makes writing fun. It's, you know, it flexes. It's all Don Drapery, and it's real smooth, and I don't know, it's just different. I like it. And the having to refill it every night helps me get into that study mode. It's kind of like a trigger. Like, I eat dinner, I want to go smoke a cigarette. I refill my pen, I know I have to read through my notes. And it's kind of fun. Like, again, like a little kid, I like playing with the different inks and trying them out. And ink is insanely cheap and multicolored. So I can have brown ink, or I can have blue ink, or I can have colors I mix myself, which are usually kind of nasty looking. And the fountain pen also helps keep me from tapping it on the table and tapping it on stuff. Because if you drop it a bunch, it's just going to get ink all up in the cap. And then it's nasty. And I don't know. It's a pain. But it helps me, gives me something to focus on that's school oriented, as it would be. And so let's see. My planner. Most planners are big. And they're pain. And they're really complicated. Like, I really don't need a mileage chart. Because, you know, I have Google Maps on my cell phone, and there's a lot of things. And I could probably have a planner on my cell phone, but I like writing it down. It helps me remember it. So I bought a small size notebook, like a little pocket notebook. That's, again, I think it's a Molinsky, Moleskine, however. And it's simple, and it's small, and it's my own design. So I put my tasks in it, and I don't go to sleep before I either complete all the tasks for the day, or I cross them. And cross them out, or I reschedule them for another day, so I can go through them like, oh, I forgot to do this. I'll do that tomorrow, and I'll put it there and be in my little notebook, goals for the day, and I'm constantly referencing this thing. I have the day up at the top, little page number at the bottom. I don't put times on things unless there's a specific scheduled time. So every 2 days, because I complete a page. Or, you know, a sheet every day. So I get a whole piece of paper done every 2 days, and I get to fold it over, kind of like you did in fourth grade. And it's kind of satisfying to have all that stuff crossed out and folded over, which kind of gives me incentive to complete all my tasks. So I get to fold the page over, which is kind of silly. And this helps me with organization. It helps me remembering when things are going to be do when I have to get things done. Helps me to stay on task, and it helps my impulsiveness, because it's like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have something that did this? Oh, I could knock that out in like an hour and a half of code. And then I go to my notebook, and I was like, oh shit, I got a bunch of stuff to do today and a bunch of stuff to do tomorrow. I'll do that on Saturday. And then by the time Saturday runs around, I look at it, I'm like, you know, that's not really that cool. And I just cross it out. And it's small. It's a little pocket notebook, so I can take it places with me really easily, which enables me to, you know, if I'm hanging out with a friend, they're like, hey, why don't we go do this, you know, Tuesday? I can remember to actually go do it on Tuesday. It's kind of nice. Let's see. Some problems with this. Some ink sucks, and most of it you're going to have to blow on it to dry, or it could be too watery. And it all depends on the ink, the pen, and the paper. So you get to fill around with stuff and find what you like best. I use some Noodler's ink is what it's called. And it's hella cheap. And it lasts for a really long time. And it's nice and dark. But I have to blow on it on the Molinsky notebooks. But nicer notebooks, I don't have to. But again, that gives me something else to do. I'm that kid in class blowing on his notes. Let's see, and these things, these little notebooks, they eventually start coming apart because I tote them everywhere. And I bought some book spline glue, and it's so easy to glue these things back together. So anyway, to recap, I take notes in fancy little notebooks every day, and I read them. And I have a fancy pen for doing all this, and I have a fancy planner that I drew on myself. And it helps me to keep organized. It helps me to stay on task. It helps me with my fidgeting, helps me pay attention, and helps me remember things because I have like a graphical photograph to put with the text. Helps with my impulsiveness. It's all good stuff. And hopefully my little notebook method can help someone else. And I might be a doctor of all kinds of things. You know, I've been in college for like 12 years. Actually, I'm not a doctor of anything, but hopefully this will help you. And if it doesn't, maybe it'll you'll be able to understand that weird kid that's got the weird notebook and the fountain pen. And you're like, what a little hipster. Maybe he's just an HPR listener with ADHD. Anyway, I've been Droops, and this has been HPR.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.